A95.3.
Well, on Fridays, we get with political humorist Bill Melberg. It is always a pleasure. He is a U of I alum, and he's a talented political humorist and satirist. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And good morning, ESPN Radio and sunny listeners.
Stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Well, that music should remind you of an out-of-state visitor who came to Illinois this week. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, Bill.
Indeed I do, Stevie and Diane. You're talking about Texas Governor Rick Perry, who was here this week to try and rustle some Illinois businesses to the Lone Star State. And he listed three good reasons why they should make the move. Number one, taxes are lower in Texas. Number two, there are fewer regulations in Texas. And number three, well, let's let Governor Perry tell us number three.
I will tell you, it's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Oh, five, okay. So, commerce, education, and
EPA?
EPA, there you go. No, okay.
Let's talk deposition.
Seriously? Is EPA the one you were talking about?
No, sir. We were talking about the agencies of government. EPA needs to be rebuilt. There's no doubt about that.
But you can't name the third one?
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see, the third one I can't, sorry, oops.
Wow. Cliff, of course. Was from one of the, that's where you're writing your hand, don't you?
I know.
That clip, of course, is from one of the Republican presidential debates last year when Governor Perry forgot the third agency of the U.S. government that he said he would scrap. And Illinois Governor Pat Quinn and Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel had fun at Governor Perry's expense this week by reminding him of that gaffe when he came to the land of Lincoln to woo Illinois businesses to the Lone Star State. But Governor Perry made some good points. And, Bill, there was another former Texas governor in the news this week.
Well, there certainly was, Stevie. Former president and former governor George W. Bush was joined by his fellow former presidents, as we heard about an hour ago, as well as by President Obama, to celebrate the grand opening of the new George W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Southern Methodist University in Dallas.
Yes, and it was quite a gathering of presidents. We'll be talking with Mr. Bush in just a few moments, but first, we're going to be joined by some people from the president's past, starting with his third grade teacher at the Sam Houston Elementary School in Midland, Texas, Miss Becky Sue Yates. Good morning, Miss Yates.
Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning, Jay.
Excuse me, Miss Yates. My name is Stevie. Stevie J.
Don't interrupt me, young man. If you have something to say, hold up your hand and I'll call on you when I'm good and ready. But before I do that, I want to say good morning to Diane Ducey. Diane, didn't I have you in my fifth grade class in 1965?
No, I don't think so, Miss Yates.
Maybe I'm confusing you with another girl, Diane Ducey. Actually, her name was Diane Smith, but Smith was quite a doozy. In any case, you have my permission to speak now, Jay.
Miss Yates, you had a little George W. Bush in your third grade class back when he was 10. What kind of boy was he?
Well, Jay, he was a handsome lad, outgoing, happy, well-groomed, well-mannered, well-behaved, friendly, polite, enthusiastic.
Smart?
What's that?
I ask, was he smart?
Oh, my, yes. He was a very fine athlete, even at that age. He loved baseball, and he played in the Little League. I always said, someday little Georgie Bush is going to be a baseball player or an astronaut.
Why an astronaut?
Because he took up space in my classroom.
Mr. Trates Yates, is it true that you had George Bush's younger brother, Jeb, as a student?
Oh, yes, that's true, Diane. I always said Jeb is the smart one. That boy's going to become president of the United States someday.
Well, I guess you're wrong about Jeb becoming president.
Oh, well, his day isn't over yet, Diane. I have high hopes for little Jebby 4 years from now.
Well, thank you, Miss Becky Sue Yates, for sharing your memories of George W. Bush in the third grade. And now we're joined by the former presidents, former speech teacher at the Sam Houston Junior High School, Midland, Texas, Mr. Jefferson Davis Johnson. Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, Stevie. Howdy, Diane. Uh-huh. I'm pleased to be with y'all.
Mr. Johnson, you were George W. Bush's speech teacher in junior high school. Tell me, what kind of student was he?
Well, Stevie, he was not the greatest public speaker as a seventh grader in junior high, but even back then, he spoke from the heart, as he does now.
Did his speaking ability improve as he went through your class, sir?
Yes. In particular, I worked on his vocabulary, encouraging him to use more sophisticated words.
You mean like words like strategery?
Yes, that's right, Diane. Strategery.
Strategery.
Edumacation. Misunderestimate. Words like those that would make little Georgie sound more edumacated.
So that's why he talks the way he does. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for joining us this morning. And now let's turn quickly to former Vice President Al Gore. Mr. Vice President, you weren't at the dedication of President Bush's new library yesterday. Why not?
Because I hate George W. Bush, Stevie. That's why. Well,
why do you hate George W. Bush?
Because he stopped me from becoming President of the United States. Because he drives an SUV at his ranch, contributing to human-caused global warming. And, in a word, because he's evil, Stevie. He's evil.
On that note, let's bring in the man of the hour. Welcome, former President George W. Bush. Good morning, Mr. President. Congratulations on the opening of your new presidential library and museum, sir.
Thank you, Stevie. I wish you could have been there. I wish I could have been with you. I wish you could have. It would have been nice if you'd been there yesterday. It's a grand occasion.
Mr. President, I don't know if you heard Al Gore just before you came on the air with us, but speaking about you, he said, quote, "He's evil, Stevie. He's evil." Any response?
Just one. He's nuts, Stevie. He's nuts. But we had a great time yesterday with five presidents on the dais, on the stage, and everyone had a great time.
Well, I understand President Clinton provided some humor on this occasion.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Of course, someone had to provide a little comic relief there yesterday, and we all knew it wasn't going to be Jimmy Carter. Plus, my dad and I get pretty choked up at these affairs, so we're glad that Bill Clinton told a few jokes. That guy always knows how to have a good time.
Well, speaking of time, I'm afraid we've run out of time in this segment, which is too bad, because we were hoping to have the other four presidents say a few words, but I'm sure you'll all be with us again in the weeks to come, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always fun being with both you and Diane, Stevie, and with your
listeners.
What's that?
Listeners.
Yes, with your listeners, and we hope you and your listeners will come on down to Dallas, Texas, and pay a visit to the George W. Bush Presidential Library and museum. I'm sure you'd enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. When we come back, political humorist Bill Melbourne will bring us a memorable moment from yesterday's dedication of the George W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Stay with us, ESPN Radio 93.5 and the new Sunny 95.3. Weekend fired up. Okay, let's check our Wall Street. We're back with political humorist Bill Melbourne in Chicago. Bill, I know you have a clip for us from the real George W. Bush speaking at the dedication of his new library and museum yesterday in Dallas.
Yes, I do, Stevie and Diane, and it was obviously a very emotional occasion for the former president. Let's take a listen.
A free society thrives when neighbors help neighbors, and the strong protect the weak, and public policies promote private compassion. As president, I tried to act on these principles every day. It wasn't always easy, and it certainly wasn't always popular. One of the benefits of freedom is that people can disagree. It's fair to say I created plenty of opportunities to exercise that right. But when future generations come to this library and study this administration, they're going to find out that we stayed true to our convictions. Franklin Roosevelt once described the dedication of a library as an act of faith. I dedicate this library with an unshakable faith in the future of our country. It's the honor of a lifetime to lead a country as brave and as noble as the United States. Whatever challenges come before us, I will always believe our nation's best days lie ahead. God bless.
Wow. It was an honor of a lifetime to lead a country as brave and as noble as the United States. Bill, we can joke about President Bush and his mangling of the English language from time to time, but one thing is for certain, George W. Bush speaks from the heart, and George W. Bush loves this great country.
And he clearly loves our men and women in uniform, and he very shortly into his administration, he became a war president, and basically that's what those 8 years were all about. You know, people at the time Harry Truman left office, Harry Truman had probably the lowest popularity rating in history, and look at how he's admired today.
Yeah, well,
so history might be kinder to George Bush than some of the polls in recent years.
How about Barbara Bush about Jeb? We've had enough Bushes.
And she wasn't even commenting on George P. Bush.
Yeah, right. Hey, Bill, thank you as always. Always a pleasure.
Always nice talking with you, Stevie and Diane.
That's Bill Melbourne at eveningwiththepresidents.com and a U of I alum. Diane, thanks.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, go. Have a great autism walk Sunday, Diane.
Thank you.
At Hessel Park.
Mm-hmm,
what time is that?
Noon to 3.
Noon to 3. And everybody else, enjoy the marathon. Mm-hmm. I'm Stevie J. Talk to you Monday. Thanks for listening.